Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The sheriff's office has identified three suspects in connection with an armed robbery and assault in the 2700 block of Eel River in Lolita last Wednesday evening. The three individuals are suspected of assaulting and robbing a 57-year-old victim during a sale of prescription drugs. They also stole his red Nissan pickup truck. 39-year-old Von Keener, 28-year-old Tristina Roberts, and 32-year-old Darlene Vanderpool are sought in connection with the robbery. Keener has a felony warrant for his arrest for being a parolee at large. A be on the lookout has been issued to all law enforcement agencies, and deputies continue to work on identifying a fourth suspect. Anyone with information about the suspects or the crime is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Eureka police have arrested 19-year-old Canyon Lee Backus in connection with a stolen vehicle incident in Old Town last weekend. Backus and Jeff Thompson are accused of stealing a loaded U-Haul truck and attempting to drive away with it when officers reached the scene. Both men fled on foot, and Backus managed to elude officers until Saturday, when he was found on California Street and arrested on two felony warrants, as well as for being in possession of a small amount of suspected meth. Backus was booked into jail with no bail. Two inmates who escaped from the Eel River Conservation Camp near Redway on Saturday were located and arrested on Sunday in Santa Cruz. Dennis Welch, serving a prison sentence for burglary, and Glenn Whiteside, serving an armed robbery sentence, walked away from the camp and were apprehended by agents from the Special Services Unit of the Corrections Department and Santa Cruz Sheriff's deputies. Both men were on track to be paroled in 2014 and were sent back to Salinas State Prison. Eureka police officers arrested 38-year-old Eureka resident Christine Tharp late on Friday night after responding to a report of an armed robbery at a business in the 4000 block of Broadway. The clerk reported that Tharp entered the business, brandished a knife, and demanded cash, but the clerk refused to comply and Tharp allegedly fled the scene on foot. Tharp was found, with the help of the clerk, at a local motel, and a search of her person and the room turned up the knife used in the attempted robbery. Tharp was arrested and booked into county jail on an armed robbery charge. And four College of the Redwoods Board of Trustees seats are up for election this fall, including one seat for a newly created district. The California Education Code requires community colleges to adjust trustee area boundaries with regards to new federal census data, and as a result of redistricting, a new trustee area now exists with no incumbent. The filing period to apply for the seats begins today and ends on August 9th. For more information, contact the County Elections Office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. Stephen Walker has more.
In this month's Our Community News, we've turned the focus to the forest lands that make living on the north coast of California and the southern coast of Oregon such a pleasure. But with warmer than normal temperatures and lower than normal precipitation levels, officials in both Oregon and California are gearing up for a heavy fire season. The Oregon Department of Forestry has its own division dedicated to the prevention of forest fires. The Protection from Fire Division is tasked with protecting approximately 16 million acres of private and public forest land. This includes 3.5 million acres of wildland-urban interface, forest lands with residences, and other structures. The program aims to create and use environmentally conscious strategies at a minimum cost to protect Oregon's forests from wildfires while simultaneously minimize damage to resources. The division also seeks to provide a cost-effective system of fire protection that is well-coordinated with local fire districts and federal and tribal wildland fire protection agencies. With the help of these governmental programs, our forest lands are safer. And that's our community news.
Thank you, Stephen. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.